The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now it's time to talk about what has been trending online this week. And entertainment journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy is with me. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you. Now, the big story this morning, and it's all over the internet, is Taylor Swift's new song for Toy Story 5.
Yeah, so she has gone back to her country roots on this one and rejoined with producer Jack Antonoff, who most of her recent albums, barring actually the most recent one, Diary of a Showgirl, she would have collaborated with. Real return to form for her, actually. And the song is specifically for Jessie the Cowgirl. So it's a nice fit. It's really, really nice.
She's so good at writing those songs that you instantly feel you know and you're familiar with and you're there, you're in.
And it's perfect. It fits, I think, really, really well into the kind of bigger Toy Story universe, the Randy Newman soundtracks from the first film. It just really, really works. So I can imagine that's going to be a huge hit for her. Only announced on Monday as well, which is amazing. But we're seeing that more and more with artists like Taylor, that they give you an announcement and then very soon afterwards, you get what you're not kept waiting.
She has that lovely video as well online. Did you see her post this morning? She's five in the video, isn't
she? So cute. Like, and I think that's what's really nice about it. You know, the cynic in me was like, oh, is this her fast way of getting an EGOT, an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony? But then when you see the video that she posted, and it's actually talking about how much she loved these films as a five-year-old.
She's dressed as Jessie in the video in the costume,
so
and she's dancing around in it. Yeah, that's going to do well for Taylor Swift. That's her new song for Toy Story 5. It's called I Knew You. Is that
spot
it?
Spot on, okay. Yeah.
Now, Scary Movie 6, the cast have been doing promotional work all over the place and they have been getting lots of attention online, haven't they?
They sure have. So there's been a couple of things that have come out of this. The main one, I suppose, was this big stunt that they did on Times Square in New York, where they hotboxed in this big perspex box. Now, for News Talk listeners who might not be familiar with what hotboxing is, it's when a group of people, I think usually, they smoke marijuana in an enclosed space and the smoke fills up the space and they
I'm
get high.
Glad you explained that to us.
Yeah, there you go. Now,
so what, the cast of Scary Movie were smoking marijuana?
Well, it was filling with smoke. I'm presuming it was, you know, it was fake smoke or whatever, but it was very much part of the kind of comedy in these sort of films.
The things you have to do to sell a film these days.
Right. And do you know what? There's bits of it. It's such a, like, the original Scary Movie came out in 2000. Like, it's incredible what they've grossed, $900 million since then worldwide. And you wouldn't expect that for a spoof film. But even in the video they released about their hotboxing, inverted commas, on Times Square, there's some real throwbacks to viral jokes of lore.
Are you viral? What are you doing?
Literally hotboxing in Times Square.
There you go. God, it's all very jubilant, isn't it?
I never thought I'd hear that was up thing again, though. Jeez Louise.
Listen, we're going to move to Love Island now and to Sean Fitzgerald, to give him his proper name. But there's a lot of talk about what Sean is called on Love Island and what he's called at home.
This is quite funny to me. I would have thought that British people would be more familiar with the way that Irish people shorten a surname as a nickname, but apparently not. So he's been trying to make Fitzy happen. That's obviously what he's called.
Is that not what he's called at home?
Yeah,
Is that what his friends call him at home?
That's what his friends call him. It's what his online handle is. But obviously he was introduced on the show as Sean Fitzgerald. So then when he introduced himself as Fitzy, people were going on social media going, why is he lying about his name?
Oh my God.
I mean, goodness gracious. I know. But obviously then Irish people on social media came back and told them what was what. My favourite was someone who just said, short for Fitzgerald, you plank. And then other people saying, he's not lying, it's from Fitzgerald. It's extremely normal in Ireland if you play sports to be known by your surname or a version of it. I would have said, not even if you play sports.
And how's he getting on Love Island?
He's getting on really well, I think. He's, I mean, obviously there's been a bit of a hullabaloo about his work as a teacher, but it seems to be part of the casting decisions this year to cast more normal people in it. But he seems to be faring very well. People seem to really be responding and liking him. He does actually seem like a really nice chap.
Let's take a listen to the Fitzy controversy here.
Fitzy.
What about you, Sean? They can just call him what he likes. I think Sean should probably give up on that. Right.
No,
trademark
Fitzy. Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
Yeah. Shakira then. Tell me about Shakira and the World Cup anthem. Let's have a listen to this first of all. Because you know what it takes. So that's the official World Cup anthem from Shakira, and they're trying to repeat the trick.
Yes,
Waka Waka.
Exactly. That was released back in May. It's called Die Die. It features Shakira alongside Burna Boy. But they had, I suppose, their valor has been stolen a little bit here by a streamer called iShowSpeed. He released his own unofficial track called World Cup Champions. And within 2 hours of him releasing that, it had crossed 500,000 views on YouTube. And by Tuesday morning, he released it on Monday, fans were demanding that FIFA adopt it as a real anthem. And FIFA said, we'll be in touch. So who knows what's going to happen there. It's, to be honest now, his version, I think he's being very, very clever about it. The first minute of it alone is him listing off all 48 countries in alphabetical order who are taking part in the tournament this year. So you're waiting around a fair bit before you get to any actual musical groove.
Let's have a listen.
Sweden, Switzerland, Suzium, Turkey, USA, Uzbekistan, Uruguay, Ivory Coast. Let's play football.
Yeah, I kind of get how that's working for people.
Yeah. It's much more, I think. Well, for one, obviously by naming all the different countries, you are bringing all the different countries
instant
into
winner.
It. But it has a more, I think, football anthem sound than,
Shakira.
Say, Die Die does. Yeah.
Now, tell me about this question that was asked at a theatre in Sydney, which resulted in a 21-year-old jumping up to play the piano with a live orchestra.
Yeah, so this is absolutely incredible. So it was a screening of La La Land, as you said, in Sydney. And halfway through, the keyboardist who was performing with the orchestra fell ill. And I suppose not to let the audience that were sitting there just have to leave or watch the film, God forbid, without an orchestra, the conductor asked, can anyone here read sight music? And this guy jumped up and got on stage and unbelievably was able to play note for note, beat for beat with the orchestra, who'd presumably put in a lot of practice. And obviously video footage of the moment of it actually happening, of the question going out to the audience, is quite amazing, because you can hear this ripple, you can see this ripple go around of people not believing that this is actually happening. I think it's really nice as well, because so many of those moments nowadays, you kind of question, geez, is this planned? You know, is this part of some stunt? This very clearly isn't that. This is just a young man who is really, really talented. Sterling Nassa is his name, and who gets the opportunity to shine.
He'll be on the next World Cup anthem song.
Yeah,
no doubt. Dee, thank you so much. A listener says, my son, who is 6, loves the ShowSpeed World Cup song, the unofficial one. But our listener says that it's brutal. Well, you're probably going to hear it a lot over the next few weeks, so we all better get used to it. That and the Taylor Swift song. Dee Reddy, thank you so much. We'll take a break back after this.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.